Auction.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. If you can stip to topic.
I like that.
Did you like stip to topic? If you can stick to topic,
I love when
the number's 1-866-233-0747. You mean kind of like roots today?
Like ruts or libidy?
You better just back up, dude. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, right before, actually at the end of hour one, we were talking about the violations of the TSA. What I didn't tell you is back in, do you remember when we were in Memphis doing high school assemblies and the bus broke down? We flew out of Memphis into Minneapolis and I got my computer ripped off. I wrote to the TSA and asked them, I think it had more to do with than just people ripping off my computer due to the fact that I'm a public person. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
But the point was, we're not responsible for that. Well,
wait a minute.
You screened my bags and somebody ripped it off on your watch.
But you're
telling me it's not your responsibility.
That's right.
That's what they told me. So anyways, we were talking about the TSA and the violations. Folks, did you guys also know that Mao Zedong, to a new generation, is being created as some kind of or some form of God in China to the new generation? Mao Zedong killed millions of his own people through drought. This is how quick people forget. History does repeat itself.
Yep.
And it's like, my gosh, the guy killed all your ancestors, your forefathers, and now you're taught to praise the man that killed your family?
Yeah.
And unwittingly, they will and they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the terrible part about it. Back to the TSA. Police states invariably rely on criminals and violent thugs to intimidate the public. The TSA, the media, helps this along too, by the way, folks. Hitler used to do it all the time where he used to bring the mass crowds. He would do that to ostracize and to intimidate the people that were out there on their own standing against him. What he didn't know, the person standing out against Hitler, there was more standing against him that were for him. But the media did their work by intimidating them and ostracizing them, causing them to think to just throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, what the heck, I'll hire Hitler to him too. Mm. You get the point.
Yeah.
The TSA, of course, is not largely comprised of sadistic minions, but bureaucrats and low-level employees looking for a steady paycheck. The same can more or less be said for the Soviet-era police and many ranking members of Hitler's SS. However, it does take a certain kind of individual to perform non-stop pat-downs that are nearly indistinguishable from sexual molestation.
Who's going to sign up for that job?
Dude, I've said this since day one. There's something wrong with them folks.
Yeah.
Putting their hands on you.
And there's something wrong for them.
By the way, I've never had them put their stinking meat hooks on me. Never. I've had them wand me.
Yeah.
That's good. That's great. Grand. Wonderful. I'll walk through your little metal detector the way they used to, you know, when we were back in the day when we were kids.
Liberated.
Not
yep.
too far back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. But you ain't putting me in one of those detectors that drop my clothes. I could say something right now, but just for the sake of being an upright citizen, I'll hold my 2 cents to myself. I mean, just like last week when I was on the radio, I was listening to the radio show from last week because I have to screen him before we put him out there, clean him up, you know, for all my little bloopers. Oh, how rare they are.
That's right.
Rare as hen's teeth.
Hey, hens don't have teeth.
That's right.
Oh!
See, like last week, I was just kind of talking to the guy that was driving around with his wife, and I said, the reason he wants to change the channel is because he doesn't want you to know what a real man is.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of the same thing when I go through the TSA. It's like, dude, yeah, no. Brother, it's like a lot of cops out there, too. It's like, man, they got picked on as kids.
So what are real men like? Oh, I'm going to work for the TSA. Maybe I can find out. What do you think, Mom?
I am serious when I'm saying there's something wrong with these people that can put their hands on other people. And I want to say this, too. There's something wrong with you, America, if you let them put their stinking hands on you.
Oh, I think it's good.
Do you want me to reread what I just wrote you? Or read to you? Wrote you? Whatever.
Either one.
No.
It's all coming back to you.
You're so kind to me, Jake. You're so kind to me. I totally made a big blooper. And you just totally, I mean, you know, it's like when we met with Andrew Young and he was talking about MLK. He would not say anything bad about him.
I was looking for the best.
He was.
There's room for people like that in this country.
Okay. How about we let Jake talk for 15 seconds now? It's your turn. Go ahead and bring up your point within the military, folks. Yep. This is going to kick you back, but this is going to exemplify what I've been telling you since day one. These people are not ruled by law.
You got it. In the Navy, before DADT was supposedly repealed. And
don't ask, don't tell.
And again, just a really quick crash course in why. They want to federalize this because it's much easier to federalize something than to fight through each individual state. So Admiral Michael Tidd said of the Chaplain Corps, and I'm talking about the United States Navy, was revising its Tier 1 training manuals to include a chaplain may officiate a same-sex civil marriage, and the chaplain is, according to applicable state and local laws, otherwise fully certified to officiate that state's gay marriage. Sometimes what he's saying is that Navy chaplains, this is what they wanted to put in there, kind of just sneak it in there underneath the nose of everybody before even any of this legislation had been brought in, before anybody had a chance to repeal it, which
could
have happened.
Work.
They're working like sapping miners underground, hoping you don't catch on. And then all of a sudden, people caught on. Now, that happened on the 10th of May of this month. Guess what happened on the 11th after his little scam was caught on to?
Little escapade.
Mike Tidd said his previous instructions about saying it was okay for chaplains to marry homosexuals in the United States Navy. Again, the reason they're going for that is to federalize it.
Can I just take a quick break?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, do you understand why I don't let Jake talk all the time? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. An effort to revise its policies.
See, and he takes that to heart.
Before lifting, I wasn't really following what you're saying, but I do want to finish this because this is good news.
Can you walk and chew gum?
Sometimes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'm not a big gum chewer, but I don't have any cavities.
Do you get what I'm asking? It has nothing to do
with
your teeth, Jake.
I still don't get it.
Wow.
That's because I'm always looking for the good.
You're the best.
So Mike Tidd, after his little escapade had been found out, he went back to reporters on ABC News. This is a May 11th, a day later. He said his policies before lifting the ban on openly gay service members were suspended until further notice pending additional legal and policy review and interdepartmental coordination.
Mm.
So, folks, when they come forth and they say, well, we're big and bad, we're going to show our teeth, and then they go whimper back in their closet, like little people that they are, because they know that nothing that they're doing is substantiated unless you stay ignorant. So within one day, this whole, yep. Well, the Navy's going to marry homosexuals. No, they're not. Not even close.
I didn't know that that was don't
closed.
Ask, don't tell's purpose. I didn't know that that was the whole purpose, Jake. But see, what I've told you before is they don't understand what no means. So therefore, all of a sudden, Obama, their criminal in office, comes in and says, hey, this is what we're going to do.
It's a done deal.
He tries to force it down the military's throat even after they stood it and said, hey, listen, we don't want this. We can't have this here. He did it anyways. Now he's trying to force it through.
Yep.
Not only don't ask, don't tell, but now to say that they can marry each other, and the people found out about it and said, no. Folks, if they can't go through the front door, they'll try the back door.
And they're always trying doors.
Stay vigilant, because vigilance is
right.
The price of liberty. Yeah, Bradley and Jake will be back right after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0733.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you want to weigh in on this topic, 1-866-233-0747, do. Jake, go ahead and kick off what you were just watching.
Oh, that was just the ABC News, I believe is who it was, that was doing... As I was doing a little bit of research on this topic of the Navy and what they're doing, ABC News has these little candid camera type of things going on where what they'll do is they'll bring in two gay people dressed in military garb, and they want to see what the public's reaction and response is to this. It's not their job to find out what the public's response is to
this.
It's
the report on the news.
It's the report on the news. That's
right.
They're
creating news.
Exactly, as they push it one inch along. Because, see, the military hasn't even gotten to this point of implementing it yet. But yet they're already taking it three steps past that, saying,
that's
how's
right.
America going to respond when they do implement
how
it?
Okay,
and so basically we have now, again, this is just another example of what the mainstream media does. But when we, like the people did in this situation with the Navy, when the people stand up and their voice is heard, it resounds strongly. And people are beat right back down into their lawless closet where they have to shut the door and they have to abide by the law. And I'm reminded here of this letter that a Catholic priest was he wrote to his representative.
You're talking about locally here in Minnesota.
Right here in Minnesota. Because as most of you folks know, that we're talking about putting a marriage amendment on the ballot so the people can vote.
It's a big deal here to the righteous in the state of Minnesota that this is squelched.
That's right. It is. It definitely is. But we can't stop there, and I'm going to get into that more in a minute. But this representative, I just want you folks to understand, you as the church, you as Christians, all this separation of church and state garbage doesn't exist. It just does not exist the way that you would think it does. So this priest, doing his job, wrote a letter, and I'm just going to dialogue. I need
good
to use
for
his
him.
Words.
Good for him.
He writes to his legislator, and he says, now this is a supposed conservative legislator. His name is the Representative Kreisel. He said, I ask you to please reconsider your position on this critical matter. The priest wants marriage to be protected, the sanctity of marriage, because he knows if we don't protect that, then it moves into education and indoctrination of our next generation of this homosexual lifestyle. And they're not going to stop at that either, folks. I ask you to please reconsider your position, this priest writes to his representative. He said, while we can legitimately debate issues related to finance and politics, those that are grounded upon basic moral principles and family values are rooted in the laws of God. Okay, so we've got a preacher here standing up on the laws of God. He knows where these values come from. They don't come from a legislator's pen. They don't come from a dictator's gunpoint. They come from God. I'm commencing this week with a parish campaign. He's getting his church involved in this.
Amen.
To promote support for a marriage amendment in Minnesota. I hope that you will be among those elected officials upon whom we can count for your efforts at the leadership level to protect traditional marriage in our state.
Good for him.
That's exactly what a preacher should be doing.
That's the church's job, exactly. Protestant. Protestant has meaning, folks.
That's right. Now, moving on to this, now the representative fires a letter back to the priest. This is what he said.
The legislator.
The legislator.
A lawmaker.
That's right. One who represents the people.
Okay, so he's in the state capitol in Minnesota.
Supposed to hold laws.
Okay, and the Declaration of Independence states, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson, he said, endowed by their Creator.
That's right.
Okay.
And here
you just wanted to make sure.
One of the Creator's representatives, sure, whose job is to protect his flock and bring God's word to his people.
Yes.
But this is what the legislator says, fires off back to the priest. I would like to respectfully remind you that the Internal Revenue Service, because the Internal Revenue Service gives us our rights, apparently.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I guess so.
I mean,
right,
you know,
right.
Representative Creasley,
isn't that IRS
understand.
Publication 557 right on the front page that separates the church? Yeah.
No laws respecting the church.
Apparently he didn't read that, and apparently this legislature didn't see Moses and the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court chambers in that Capitol and all the quotes across the building.
Once in a while, legislators have to be reminded that law comes from God, not from their pen points. Again.
And see, and keep in mind, America, if they don't obey God, what makes you think they're going to obey we the people?
Exactly. And protect your rights.
Yeah.
I would like to respectfully remind you, Mr. Priest, that the Internal Revenue Service frowns upon churches and religious organizations devoting time to influencing legislation. Look, I'm not looking for a smile from the Internal Revenue Service.
Right, right.
This pastor, this priest,
I'm not looking for permission from the IRS, neither.
He's looking for a smile from the God of heaven that he serves, who gives us our rights, and you are our servant of, Mr. Legislator.
So he's a legislature that swears an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and he's promoting homosexuality, which is a crime, so he's already violated his own oath by desecrating the Constitution.
Right.
And it also says at the end of that oath that he swears to uphold, that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter, said this legislature, and he ends with, so help me God.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's
so
kinda,
we have a confused legislator.
I think so. I think he's a little missed up, is maybe just didn't get his coffee this morning, or I don't know.
So he's going to teach and instruct this priest who's standing up for the values that God established in society. He says, your admission of the commencement of politically involved campaign will probably violate several state, and federal, not there,
he's doing
tax
his job.
Provisions.
Yeah.
So this is what the priest fires back to him.
Good
and
for
I love
him.
This.
Good for him.
This is what pastors, and I'm not saying the same pastors, ministers, people that represent God and Christ. This is what they're doing all over the country. And the mainstream media won't give them much time, so we're going to give them time right now. Folks, this priest says, God help us if the day has come when the church cannot speak out on moral issues.
Thank you.
That's why we're on the radio. Eckert wrote in the parish's bulletin, in other words, to all of his congregants. He didn't shut up and say, oh, no, I'm scared. A legislator just told me I shouldn't be involved in this.
Lincoln said, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice.
Glory!
Jake, what's their point of reference when they say what's right and what's wrong? I'm a little confused
here.
Well,
we decide what's right and wrong because we're sophisticated and we're rationalists and we know what's good for you,
We're above the law.
that's
okay.
Right.
What's this guy's name again? I just want to make sure we know who we're talking about. So, Minnesota, listen carefully.
Representative Creasel, I believe.
Okay, Creasel. So, he's violating his constitution.
So, he goes. But this is good because this is actually going to come down to where Mr. Creasel apologizes and gets on the right page.
He needs to, I
Absolutely.
Think. Or people need to rise
that's
up
the least
and understand
of what he needs
again
to do.
He's breaking the law.
If
sure.
the staffer or Representative Creasel, this is the priest writing, has a mind to sick the IRS on me or our parishes here in South St. Paul, they better plan to take on the Archdiocese of St. Paul, the Minnesota Catholic Conference, the Bishops of Minnesota, and the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, for that matter, for our united opposition to abortion and support for the protection of traditional marriage.
But let's not protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let's just listen to some leftist whack that doesn't understand what the Constitution says at all. That's what we should do.
Is
just bow to it because he said it, so therefore we have no stance, we have no ground, and we have no pillar to stand upon when he's sitting in the very core of it. That's how blind this individual is.
You know, and I'd like to bring up this point. He's not he's masquerading as a conservative. This isn't like a leftist whack job. That's why the priest was so puzzled that this man, who is, I guess, a Republican, who cares about that?
Really? This guy's a Republican?
Yes.
Oh!
One of the good people, supposedly.
Oh!
But the fact is he...
Maybe he's closeted or something? I don't know.
Could be.
Probably.
But, folks, this isn't even an issue of Republican and democracy. This is an issue of God and God's law. And when legislators start attacking clergy members and saying, you better pipe down.
Where did that government come from anyways, Jake? Who gave government?
I have to say this.
Is that Moses guy in that Supreme Court? Is that where government came from?
The God of heaven.
Huh.
And so his representatives should be quiet about how things are run that deal with mankind?
I don't think so. I mean, let's not protect our future posterity.
No, let's not.
Let's just go with the flow. I mean, this guy's got to know what he's saying. He's a lawyer.
That's right.
And just keep in mind that it was Jesus that rebuked the lawyers and woed them because they withheld the keys of knowledge. Well, sir, we're on the radio to let you know what the keys of knowledge hold.
Mm-hmm.
And we're letting you know what the law says. Sir, you are breaking the law. You are usurping the Constitution. You, sir, better know what you're talking about when you say it. Because what we just did is took your laundry and threw it out there for everybody to see it.
And every good preacher is going to do that. Mr.
Eckert. That is ridiculous. I'm embarrassed for him.
Absolutely. And you know what? After the end of this, because I want to give him a fair shot, since the initial exchange, Reverend Eckert and I have been in contact and have cleared things up. No, you got scared. You tried to step down on turf that didn't belong
That's
to you.
Right.
You tried to take on a priest for preaching the word of God.
That's
this is
right.
what's going to happen.
And
Get
by the way,
preachers
all across the country are beginning to figure this out. That's why they're standing up every single week.
That's
and they're
why
preaching
things are changing.
That thing. That's exactly right.
Why do we think things are starting to swing the right way? It's because the righteous are standing up. And when they do stand up, and folks, you out there, when you stand up, things change.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say this, another one, Senator Dibble here on the opposite side.
Dibble.
He's in favor of gay marriage.
Oh, good for him.
He said he's also the only member of the LGBT community in
Dribble?
The Senate. Mr. Dribble?
Oh, Dribble.
Dribbling. Dribbling.
Okay.
Senator Scott Dibble. He says...
Well, if it gets to the point of you just have to... It's so serious. It just gets
serious.
To the point that you just seriously... These people are walking contradictions. I can't even believe somebody voted to put these people in office. This is ridiculous. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back on this topic right after this break. 1-866-233-0747.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey,
1-866-233-0747. Stick to topic, please. Go
Mr.
ahead.
Senator Scott Dibble here in the state of Minnesota. He's actually...
I knew a Scott Dibble in school.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I wonder if this isn't the same guy. He's the only member of the LGB community in the Senate. So I guess he probably wouldn't be for the marriage amendment.
But wait a second. Who does he work for?
The people. Well, actually, you know what? He's a representative of God. A representative of God.
Okay, who are we talking about?
To the people. Any legislator.
Who are you talking about right now?
Right now, Scott Dibble.
And he's a part of the LGBT?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he... Okay, so he's basically coming forth representing their interests rather than the law.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Did you hear what I said, America? He's not representing the law. That's his job, is to enforce, to enact, to legislate law.
He's
not there to work for the LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
Listen carefully, America.
This is the importance of having God at the center of government and law, which, speaking to the last section...
Because apparently Scott Null thinks he's God.
That's what happens. Somebody's got to be God.
No, is that what's going on?
Well, here's what he says, because he's criticizing this vote about the marriage amendment to make it between one man and one woman. Of course, he's part of the GLBT community, or LGBT, whatever they call themselves. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't want this to go to the people because he knows the people are obviously going to vote to say, whose marriage, ask a six-year-old, who should be, who gets married,
yeah.
Two daddies or a dad and a mom?
Well, my mom told me that two mommies can get married and two men can get married.
Really?
Kevin Jennings, yeah, the czar that works for President Obama Nation.
Do you
told
go to a public
so.
School, young man?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the problem.
Yeah, my teacher's name is Kermit the Frog.
Oh.
You know who he is?
How about Miss Piggy?
Oh, that was good.
The bill's author, Maple Grove Republican Warren Limmer, they're saying that, let me just say what Scott Dibble said.
Yeah, please.
He said that he thinks because there's not a lot of strength and voice in the Senate to support this going to the ballot.
Oh. Well,
so
I got a question for Mr. Limmer, though, if I might.
Yeah.
Why is it on a ballot anyways, Mr. Limmer? We're a republic, not a democratic.
Not system. A democracy.
Yeah. Why are you allowing that? I'm just asking the question. I'm not making
And any state legislature should be asking this question.
I'm not trying to make enemies out of anybody, but why is this on a ballot? That shows you how far gone America is becoming, that it's even on a ballot.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I mean,
well, no,
it's got to be about marriage anyways. I mean, all five couples in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. No, yeah. This is government-initiated, folks.
Yeah, this is.
They're using them as a political battering ram. I've said it a million times.
To change what's right and wrong.
That's right.
Now, this is what happens to all, because I want to speak to him before I let Mr. Dibble speak to him, because I want to speak to what he said.
Can you make this quicker, though? Because we're on our last.
No.
Okay.
I've got quite a bit of time here. This marriage issue has passed in the Senate, but it's headed to the House Rules Committee now in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
This is what's going to happen to all of you conservatives that are proposing this, and I want to speak to this clearly, because just like you said, Bradley, it shouldn't need to be up for a vote for the people. People don't even determine what marriage is. Marriage is between one man and one woman. God established that. Common law established that. It's been historical throughout the entire world. Nobody's ever said that a man and a man can get married. You will be chasing and trying to keep up with the immoral. What's going to happen is the immoral is going to keep beating down your walls. They've already got you running scared of sodomy laws, saying that, well, it's okay to commit sodomy now, but, you know, we're going to take another step back as the enemy is encroaching upon the wall of law in our country, beating down our doors. We're going to step back and play defense again and throw up an amendment that says that marriage is between one man and one woman. So who cares if there's sodomites out there? Who cares if sodomy's in the public school? We just want to deal with this marriage topic
and with
so
the
we
help
can
of
get
the
a victory.
Star Tribune, we'll give them a poll that's fabricated.
Of course, and we trust
we'll tell them
polls.
55% of the America, or the people in the state of Minnesota are against it. I'm trying to figure out where they got that percentage.
By the 800 people.
How many states have already impact. How many states have already voted down? I mean, that's incredible.
The marriage amendment in 31 other states said that marriage is between one man and one woman.
Hello. The American people have already spoken as a republic.
Yep.
We don't need to have any more polls, but why did Minnesota, why did in Minnesota the Star and Tribune take a poll and say it's 55% of the people? No. That's completely untrue because they always like to parallel their polls and make them close because the people that oppose it, they'll just throw their hands up and say, oh, well, what's the sense?
What's the deal?
What polls are about, America.
And that's what democracy's about.
If
also.
You want a real poll, it's 75% of the people in the state of Minnesota that have already said no to it. And it's probably much higher than that.
I know everybody that I talk to, that's where it's at. So what he says is that he's accusing the Republicans in this particular debate. He's saying they need to be quiet because what they are doing is not where Minnesotans are at.
Oh.
They are responding to the pressure of very vocal minorities. Well, wait a second. What they're doing is taking the argument that Minnesotans aren't feeling this way. Minnesotans want gay marriage. Of course they do. That's why it's happened. That's why they're rallying in the streets wanting it all the time. No, they're
not. You see them all over the place, Jake.
They're flipping this argument back. Now, when somebody comes to them and says that they're working for their little vocal minorities, they say, no, we're not. It's what the people want. But when we want to do something that's moral in the state of Minnesota, when people want to do that which is moral, now all of a sudden they're working for their
I'm trying to figure out, Jake, can I just interject something real quick? Captain William Riddle of the Los Angeles Police Department said that 30,000 sexually abused children in Los Angeles were victims of homosexuals. Why are these people promulgating these crimes
Oh, I think they want to get into education next with our children.
Yeah, about a third of all sexual abuse cases among children are committed by homosexuals, and about half of all such cases among foster children are committed by homosexual providers. 33% of homosexuals admit to minor adult sex. Do you see why it's a crime, America? There's a notable homosexual group consisting of thousands of members known as the North American Man and Boy Love Association, NAMBLA. This is a child-molesting homosexual group who cry is, this is their cry, sex before 8, it's too late. Why are these people in the state of Minnesota promulgating crimes against our children? Because at length, that's exactly what they're doing. This group can be seen marching in most major homosexual parades across the United States. 73% of all homosexuals have had sex with boys under 19 years of age. Why are we talking about a marriage amendment for homosexuals when the act of sodomy is against the law?
It's a crime.
Here, one more. Many homosexuals admit that they are pedophiles. The love between men and boys is at the foundation of homosexuality. At least 20% of homosexuals approve of homosexual acts between children and adults.
And I want to say this. This marriage amendment, this is what you need to know as people that are conserving traditional Christian values, people that are conserving God's values in this country so we can remain in liberty. If this is all you're going to do is come forth with an amendment and then say, yes, we've got our victory, we've won, you've already lost again. Because number one, this is a defensive strategy. On your part, we should have stood up when the judge in the Supreme Court said that sodomy laws are unconstitutional.
How's that working for Prop 8 in California? Did
exactly.
they listen
Did they
to
stop?
No? No.
Nope.
Did they listen to the amendment? Did they listen to the voice of the people? 7 million people? No. They found their man, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And you're not going to sustain morality. The first thing you got to do, you're going to keep getting judges that keep throwing their rulings. They're going to overrule even what you're doing, even when the
yes.
people vote on an amendment.
Yes.
The point is we need to start putting terror in those judges who won't represent the values that are found in our Constitution.
Because it shows us that they're not being ruled by the laws that they themselves are actually supposed to.
That's right. And once they start being removed, you won't have to worry about these petty little cases. We won't even be discussing gay marriage because it's common sense. There is no such thing as gay marriage.
No. Last week we were talking about Stephen Simon in the state of Minnesota. You know, and I'm just going to ask the question again. Why is Stephen Simon, you know,
sure.
Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And why are these promulgating crimes against nature? And that's what I wanted to know. And I want to ask the American people, why are these that are supposed to be upholding the Constitution, why are you allowing them to desecrate it mm-hmm. by having another vote in the first place? And this is what I wanted to do is after last week, I just wanted to share with the American people, especially in the state of Minnesota again, these loving, compassionate homosexuals.
Oh,
I just
yeah,
got a bunch
yeah.
of emails this week
that's
again.
Right. That's right.
Off of that article.
Mm-hmm.
So they went out there and could you believe Bradley Dean actually called this guy out for blasphemy, because that's exactly what it is. You know, what are people going to finally figure out, said Stevie? What are they going to finally figure out that, you know, there's enough homosexuals around that God wants them around? You know, what are we supposed to do, said Stevie? We don't want you to decide today, tomorrow, not even next week, and, you know, not even next year. Steve, do you work for the people? Here, I want to show you some of the responses I got from your buddies this week.
Those loving, caring.
Yeah, these loving, caring, compassionate
open-minded.
Homosexuals. Hello there. I just got this one today off that article. I'd give anything to see the looks on your faces when you end up in hell.
Oh, that's loving.
Hey, Steve, are you
redemptive.
Listening? Mr. Drivel, are you listening to what I'm telling you? These are the people that you're promulgating.
Mm.
Here's another one.
Good, healthy people.
You deserve to be thrown in jail. I'm not the one committing a crime here, brother. Hope you enjoy being blankety, uneducated rednecks. Let me go on to the next one, shall we? There is no possibility that people who are gay made a choice to be so.
This is action. Let's think about that for a second. Doesn't a man choose to make the action before he makes it?
Yes, he does.
And not according
to him. And if he can't help himself, then he belongs in jail for committing the crime.
Right.
You people are the evil ones. You all deserve to rot in hell you are creating for yourselves. Here's another one. You are blankety a psychopath. Blank, 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 you closeted gay boy.
Oh.
Oh, I love you too, brother. Love ya.
Closeted.
Kissy kiss kiss. Here's another one. Killing someone who was gay, I don't know where they got that from, because of some nomadic Middle Eastern sheep herders thousands of years ago tells you to.
Oh, brother.
Well, isn't it amazing how when those laws that God gave protect them, it's okay. God is wonderful.
Fine.
But when they expose them, oh, down with those sheep herders.
Because they can write letters to us like this, but if we dare speak like this to them.
Dude, if I wrote this,
it would be all over
the papers that I wrote this.
Hateful minister.
Yes. Here I go on. So radical. Way to think for yourself. Sarcastic grimace. Sheep go bah. Sheep go bah. Huh. We'll come back with some more of these loving, compassionate letters from these people that some in the state of Minnesota are actually promulgating.
Senator Dibble.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, our final segment for all you liberal leftist wacks who enjoy our radio show. Oh, we love you.
And all of those.
We wanted to read some more of your responses for the American people to hear because we're standing up right now on the radio asking these legislatures why they are actually promulgating these crimes. That are crimes because we have a statute in the state of Minnesota that says what they're promulgating is against the law. And for some reason, they're not working for you, the people. They're working for them, the LGBT. You should try to get a hold of the LGBT sometime, too. It's practically second to, I mean, you just can't find it. Why come they don't have a number like you can call and go hang out and have coffee with them or something?
It's secret.
Minnesota Statute 609.293, sodomy laws is against the law. The act of homosexuality, Scott Dribble and Mr. whatever your other name is, Republican, it's against the law.
Mr. Creasel.
Minnesota Statute 609, the act of homosexuality, not a man and a man and a woman and a woman. I'm not going that far with you. I'm inciting the law. Let me give you some more feedback from some of these loving, compassionate homosexuals.
The ones that want to be liberated.
Yeah. These are the people that are standing behind these people that are trying to overthrow the Constitution in Minnesota. Here. I will pray for you daily, said one homosexual to me, to die of pancreatic cancer. You are indeed evil. Wow.
Wow.
Can you imagine a police officer pulling me over for breaking the law and then inciting the law and then me saying to him, I hope you die of cancer? That's how much they
and
hate.
And that you're evil.
So now, folks, do you understand hate laws? Who hates the law that exposes their crime? Thank you. I go on. Dude, you're so deep in the closet accusing me of being a homosexual. You should ask my wife that, ma'am. Right?
I think.
Before you make hateful remarks, you should examine yourself and make sure you aren't just speaking out against traits you hate in yourself. That's sick, dude.
Wow.
I mean, that's sick.
I think there's some kind of psychological mishap.
I think so. Here's another one for you. Final one. Bradley Dean, you are so ignorant of the history of this country.
Oh,
the reason
the
you
history.
Live in this country, sir, is because of our founders were seeking refuge from religious persecution. In part, true. The minute we begin to alienate others based on our religious beliefs, then we are no better than those who ran from. That's what it says. You may think homosexuality is a sin. No. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Romans 1:24-32. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I'm asking those in the state of Minnesota that are supposed to magnify the Constitution, why are they promulgating crimes against the people? That's all I'm asking here. I go on with this letter, a response from one of our loving, compassionate homosexuals. You may think homosexuality is a sin. No, I just read Romans 1 from the New Testament. Okay? I go on. If you have a problem with gay marriage, I absolutely do have a problem with gay marriage. I have a problem with your crimes, sir. Marry a gay. Problem solved. We don't pass laws based on your religious beliefs. I don't believe in your religion. I'm here to get you away from that. As were our founding forefathers, I'm helping him along his letter. Stop hating. Stop exposing our crimes, is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And just live your life and let others live theirs, so long as you don't cause others pain. You are a pathetic American, and you fight against everything our founding forefathers fought to create. Well, let me give you a little history on our founding forefathers, shall I? Take, for example, the politically sensitive subject of homosexuality. Mm. One of our country's founding forefathers and many behind him, by the way. Thomas Jefferson was trying to be sensitive to homosexuals when he attempted to push a law through West Virginia's legislature mandating castration for sodomy. Despite his compassion, the bill didn't make it through. The other politicians voted it down, preferring to keep the death sentence for those they called sodomites. Read your state statutes. How far we have drifted. Nowadays, sodomites are called gays, and they are arguing for their rights to sanctity of marriage. Yet, despite the drift, nothing has changed morally. This is the kicker, folks. The Bible says that sodomy is an abomination to God, as are the sins of adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, and blasphemy. Yes, it's all there. The world may move with the tide of human opinion, but God's standard of perfect righteousness never, ever, ever changes. It demands death for the sinners. Regardless if we like it or not, we're all going to face God on Judgment Day. Whether they be straight or crooked, whether they be lies, black or white, whether they be thieves, white-collar crime, or the darkness of corruption, sin is sin, and hell is its due punishment. Yet God is rich in mercy and will forgive all those who repent and trust in Jesus Christ. Through the blood of his cross, he satisfied his anger against sin and made a way for the most vile of us to be reconciled to him. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened so that we can see our error, homosexual communities, and find everything that life has to offer through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen and amen.
I say that put that topic to a complete conclusion.
But I don't think he wants to hear that. He doesn't want to hear that.
He needs to hear that.
You think so?
America needs to hear that.
Well, I was going to talk about characteristics and how they like to take George Washington, make him a deist, so on and so forth.
Yep.
But we're going to have to hold off until next week.
Yeah.
How Martin Luther King was a communist, how Eric Little was a traitor, how the disciples, they turned the world upside down, how Elijah hated, how
Jesus was the devil.
How Benjamin Franklin, he was just totally ungodly, how Jesus Christ, they even called him the devil. That's our Lord and our Savior, folks. Yes, they did that, how King David said, listen, they hate me for my love. We're going to talk about this next week, because people really need to see through the eyes of Scripture that these people, as the Lord says in Isaiah 5:20, says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And by the way, folks, if anybody out there needs any help on these issues, especially this gay marriage issue or the homosexual issue, or you have problems lawfully with these people, I do ask that you would give us a call, because we want to be a part of helping you make sure the law is magnified against these crimes.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about our future and our posterity. And this isn't just directed towards those that are the most vocal on this topic. This is also direct. We know why they're vocal on this topic. We know what the end is. Folks, it goes from here, then to education, then to our children, then to a new generation with new ideals, new philosophy, and ultimately cutting down your freedom of speech. But how about those if we swing this all the way to the other side? Not these evil Democrats and these evil liberals. How about those that are masquerading as the righteous, the Republicans, the conservatives? We know why the other side is so vocal about it, but why in the world are so many people so silent about it, not willing to step up to the plate, and not willing to talk about these issues for what they really are?
Especially in an oppressive form. Folks, they're not asking.
No.
They're just trying to roll over on you, regardless if you like it or not, even so much as to demonize you and to criminalize you for standing up against their crime.
Yep, don't sit there and be cowardly and say, well, I don't want them to call me a homophobe. I don't want them to call me a bad person.
They're the problem.
That's right.
They're more of the problem than the left is the problem when they have attitudes like that.
And this is the way to react and respond to that. When you simply state the law and resurrect the law that God gave and that is given to mankind, we win. That's where the victory starts, and that's where we continue to take ground. We can't play defensive here, folks. The church is never defensive. The gates don't prevail against it. It's always offensive.
Amen. I got an email just from one of my buddies who's a police officer out at the airport in the state of Minnesota here, and he said, love the show today. I would call in, but I'm at work. Your interview skit made my day. Sean, we love you. We appreciate you. And outside of that, folks, I do want to give you the answer one more time before we leave the show. I always want to leave you with hope. 90% law, 10% grace. Here's the mercy. Matthew Henry, he rightly said, the method of this great deliverance is that to be wrought for Israel, righteousness must be wrought in them. They must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then salvation shall be wrought for them, and not until then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What God has joined together, let none of us therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, America, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification. You got Bradley and Jake and Christians in here with us today. You have the Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you next week. We love you by what we do.